ThePodcastHome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is February 29, 2012. This is episode 54 of the To-Do List Home podcast and videocast. Freshwater Fishing Book Review. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is For You by Bruce Springsteen, recorded on Greetings from Ashbury Park, New Jersey, from 1984. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. Today, I introduce you to The Art of Freshwater Fishing by the Freshwater Angler. Have you ever wanted to learn to fish or learn how to be a better fisherman? I did, and I still want to learn more and improve my techniques. I purchased this book back in 2004 with the intent of remembering what it takes to be a good fisherman.
It was our first spring in the USA as a family, and I was determined to begin teaching my 3-year-old son the joy of fishing. I wanted to be sure I was doing the right thing as a teacher, and I thought this book would be useful. Glancing through it convinced me that it was indeed a treasure and a resource that could last a long time. The book opens with the famous line, 10% of the fishermen catch 90% of the fish. I've been fishing since I was about 7 years old, and that first line opened my mind to the possibility that after all the years I've spent fishing, maybe there is room for improvement in my skills. The first thing I learned from The Art of Freshwater Fishing was how to choose proper equipment and use it properly. When we moved here from Japan, I did not bring any fishing equipment. Although I did quite a bit of fishing in Japan, that dropped off dramatically after the kids were born, and any equipment I did have got lost in the different moves. So we started with no equipment, and this book helped to get us geared up economically.
I purchased a children's spin casting rod for my son, and a spinning outfit for myself. The other essentials, or tackle, we needed, according to this book, were just some hooks, weights, bobbers, a few lures, and fishing line. I also learned how to tie a few new knots with the help of this book.
I'd always known a couple of knots, but knots were not my specialty.
However, this book provides very easy to follow knots, and I soon became adept at different knots for different purposes.
The most important thing The Art of Freshwater Fishing taught me was where to find fish. I always thought I knew where to find fish, but this book provides excellent showcases on the best game fish, such as largemouth and smallmouth bass, catfish, crappie, sunfish, and walleyes. It lets the reader know the different habitats of these fish and the best places to find specific fish and how to catch them. The best thing about The Art of Freshwater Fishing is the manner in which the techniques are written. I remember back in 2006 or 2007, my son and I were out with some stinky catfish bait trying to lure the big fish. One day I hooked a large 28-inch channel catfish and struggled like hell for 15 minutes to land him. He was finally beached but fighting like crazy, and I didn't bring him out of the water enough. And when I went to remove the hook, he bit me, got himself free, and drifted back into the water. We were fishing in Bull Run, which is a little stream of the famous Civil War battle name. I went home disappointed with myself and exhausted, but I was determined to learn what went wrong besides just my landing technique. That night I was reading the section on how to catch catfish in this book to my son, and we learned a new method for luring and landing the big cats. The next day we were at Bull Run again, and in the same spot, and I hooked a sunfish by the dorsal fin as bait. I was using 20-pound line with a heavy sliding sinker on a spin casting rod. Not long after I tossed the fish into the water did I get a big hit.
And this turned into a great hook.
I was quite excited but remained determined to hang in there for the struggle and let the fish tire itself as much as it could. After about 20 minutes of sweat and determination, I finally landed another 28-inch catfish. It was glorious. The only downside was that my son was not going to go home without a catfish himself. I helped him out, and we did end up leaving with dinner that he managed to hook and land himself. It wasn't 28 inches, but you would have thought it was by the joy that was with him for days afterwards. Another wonderful thing about this book is the credit I give it for helping me to find and finally land a 20-inch largemouth bass in 2007. That's featured in today's show notes at todolisthome.com. This book also provides sound advice about avoiding buying equipment or tackle that you will never need. Like anything else in America, fishing is overly commercialized, and this book helps to ground the reader with common sense techniques that don't rely on spending a lot of money.
The Art of Freshwater Fishing is a wonderful guide that any fisher person would enjoy. It is especially useful to beginning fishermen or people who may have taken a break from one of nature's greatest sources of entertainment. This book is a great resource for people who want to easily teach others the art of fishing, from the basics to complex techniques.
The pictures and easy-to-follow instructions alone are worth the $16 price of this book. This book has been with us for 8 years and will continue to be a useful reference in our family for generations to come. Fresh waters in America hold more game fish now than at any time in history. It's up to us to go and make the best memories we can while we can. I hope you found this review interesting and useful, and I thank you for watching and listening. That's it for today. Now go and get ready for some fishing!